Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Support and Kindness podcast with Greg and Rich. I'm Greg, and in the room today we've got Rich as well. And it is October the 18th, 2025. It's getting closer and closer towards Christmas. I haven't seen any Christmas commercials yet, but now that I've said that, I usually don't see those until the back of Thanksgiving, or that's at least what it used to be, but not anymore. Today's topic is kindness. Quite a powerful topic. Big subject to cover. Wow, how do we do any justice to that? Rich, any thoughts on that, on kindness? Where do we start?
Wow, kindness. It's a big topic. I did some research when looking into it to see how I could best summarize it and what I could contribute to today's topic, because I know that just from you and I talking, we've expressed that it gives positive vibes or positive reinforcement to both the giver and the receiver of mental and physical benefits of kindness. So I wanted to look into what those mental and physical benefits were. I found that there are hormones, serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin, that are released when performing an act of kindness or when someone is kind to you.
You know, they've also done studies where even just observing someone being kind, observing acts of kindness and kind things, releases those same chemicals as well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, as if you were doing them for someone, or, you know, they've done a lot of studies.
I think that also just defining kindness as the consideration of others' needs or feelings or their differences is important. As we get into a more and more intolerant environment, it's important to think about people's differences and people's feelings and be considerate of them.
Yeah, that's a huge one, especially in today's climate, like you said, the intolerance. I think we need unity now more than ever, you know. I mean, we've still got more in common than we have against, right? But yeah, sometimes it's hard to be nice to someone who's not nice back, trying to rise above that. So yeah, with the oxytocin, that's the chemical that's when a mother's bonding with a child and stuff, that's the oxytocin, and the endorphins are the body's natural opiates. I didn't know we had opiate receptors within the brain. You've heard of the runner's high? They
yes.
Have that phenomenal, the helper's high. Did you come across that on your research, Rich? The helper's
high? I saw that. What did you see about that?
Yeah, well, the helper's high, it's like you can kind of get high on helping people because of the oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, like a feeling of euphoria and highness, like you would with a runner's high. You know, they keep pushing themselves. Of course, I don't know. Look at me. I ain't going to go jogging. I could have a heart attack, right? Well, you know, but I'm a rabid exerciser, though. Every day I'm up one, two, and then the other sock, but that's about it. Yeah, those endorphins, those chemicals, hormones and stuff. And, you know, it's good for weight control. I joke about being overweight and stuff, but it lowers cortisone, the stress hormone, as well. So it doesn't just produce some hormones, but it lowers cortisone as well. And that's been found to reduce blood pressure, along with the effects of oxytocin, enhances that as well. And can dilate the blood vessels. They did studies as well. People who are happier earn more. Now, I don't know which is the correlation with that. If because they're happier, they earn more, they get further along in the career because people like them, or if it's that, you know, because they're earning more that they're happier. But there's definitely a correlation there.
To your physical health.
Oh, gosh, yeah, yeah.
Additions, I know that decreased levels of cortisol and a stronger immune system are also symptoms of improved health, improved mental health, physical health as a result of kindness.
Yeah, you can actually live longer.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And then you can get into, you know, businesses and companies and organizations that incorporate kindness into the workforce. You know, it's good for public relations. It's great for employee relations. Puts more money on the bottom line. People who are happier are more innovative. There's less absenteeism, reduced turnover, improved retention. People who work for forward-facing companies that adopt a kindness policy, they're happier in their work, you know, more productive. There's a lot to be gained from that as part of leadership. And I know we were talking when we initially said maybe we'll do kindness as a topic, and you had mentioned leadership and kindness as well, Rich. I know, what can you remember what you were telling me about that?
You know, that's a wonderful point, Greg. That takes me back to my university days when I was studying management and leadership. And then after university, I got into coaching, which is leadership as a career. Kindness and positivity and self-esteem can make such a difference in an employee or a player or a subordinate's performance, or in your own performance, feelings, acts of kindness to improve one's self-esteem, just a simple smile, a simple hello, a simple, hey, you did a good job on that TPS report, to steal a line from Office Space,
Yeah.
but to take a simple moment out of your day as a person interacting with others. You don't have to be in a leadership position. You have an opportunity to impact someone else's day and guide their day. It's not a leadership position, but you have a guiding position in the way someone's day goes. We all do, by improving people's mental health,
Absolutely.
by simply boosting their happiness hormones.
Doesn't take much, does it?
It doesn't take much, simple smiles to strangers and
They did a thing once, a study, and not to lower the tone of the conversation, but it was sad cases from the Brooklyn Bridge, people who had jumped to the death. I think it was the Brooklyn Bridge, and notes that had been found, and the saddest note I've found, it said, if one person smiles at me on the way, I won't go through with it. Can you imagine finding that note? And like you said, a smile could have just,
wow.
it could have saved a life. I mean, it really is that serious.
Wow.
You'd mentioned self-kindness as well. We mustn't forget that. We can't be kind to other people without being kind to ourselves. And that's critical too. And I compare that to, you're on the plane and you're over the ocean, you're cruising at 40,000 feet or whatever. And then the next thing you know, there's an engine failure and another engine failure, and the oxygen masks drop down. And what do they tell you to do? They tell you to secure your own mask and make sure your own mask is secure before you put the mask on your child. And they do that because if you put that mask on your child and then pass out, who's going to get the child off the plane? And it's that critical with self-kindness as well. It's like putting your own mask on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely vital that we care for ourselves. If we're a caregiver, we have to practice self-care in order to take care of the people that we're in charge of. We have to get that oxygen on ourselves in order to be able to be conscious long enough to get that mask on the child. It's our responsibility to practice self-care.
One of the things that hit me about the importance of kindness and self-care, a thing that really hit me like a 2x4 between the eyes once, was I'm not very kind to myself. I'll tell myself some horrible things, but depending on your belief system, but in Christianity, in the Bible, they say to love your neighbor as yourself, or to treat your neighbor as you treat yourself. And I thought to myself, if I don't treat myself very good and I'm treating the neighbor the same way as I'm treating myself, I'm like, wow, that was a bit of a wake-up call for me, just from that biblical perspective. The importance of kindness is all through history, all through times, all through culture. An interesting tangent that I went off on one of the times with kindness, I wish I had some examples, but I don't. But some things which are kind in one culture will be something different in the other culture. One thing that's a compliment in one culture will be an insult in another culture. So I think a kindness to humanity, finding out about other cultures and belief systems and stuff like that, you went about, not just tolerance, but, living together and sharing the planet. We could all learn a little bit about each other and spread a kindness on that perspective. We can tear walls down instead of putting walls up,
Right. Well, in the Western world, we're taught the golden rule, but in a lot of the world, they're taught the silver rule.
What's the golden rule, Rich?
The golden, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Got you. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't share that. But the silver rule is more of a negative ethical principle. Do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you. Unlike the golden rule, it focuses on avoiding harm rather than on actively doing good. So it requires you to avoid things that would bring you distress or pain. It can be interpreted as a principle of like a way to set boundaries, or a way to not cause harm to to emphasize kindness by not causing harm to others.
Right. Oh, there's a Buddhism belief. Mutta is the Buddhist definition, I think, of the belief system. I'm gonna Google this because now it's gonna really annoy me. Okay, appreciative joy or metta, loving kindness, which are two of the four Buddhist Brahmaviras or divine abidings. So yeah, it's to do with loving kindness in the Buddhist concept. So that's interesting. So you've got the golden rule, the silver rule, and then there could be the other rule, right? Which is do unto others as they would have done unto themselves. You know, treat people the way that they would like to be treated. As another, I don't know if there's a framework for that, or whether that would be the support and kindness rule. So yeah,
That's a good one.
some interesting stuff there, Rich.
Definitely
Anything
some
else?
interesting stuff.
On your travels, do you have any good examples of kindness that you've seen lately or heard about?
Well, there's just the little things, you know. I always look for basic actions that I can take. I know the simple things. If I see if I'm at the grocery store and I see a parent putting their groceries and then their child into the car, I take a minute to let them finish, and then I ask if I can return their cart for them or take their cart for them, because nobody wants to leave their child in the car
Right.
to go return a cart. You know, it's a little thing that I learned when I had young children that are those awkward moments on a hot day, or, you know, that you never think of until you're a parent and you're in that moment and you realize, what am I supposed to do when I have to return my shopping cart? You know, or
Right.
so whenever I see a parent in the parking lot, I always just wait a little bit and say, I'll take that for you. You know, it's just a little act of kindness that I've kind of keyed in on.
The next time you go to the grocery store and you see a cart in the middle of the lot, don't get upset. Could have been someone, you know, an elderly person or a pregnant person or a young mother or something like that.
Yeah, that didn't have an option.
Plus, it's job security, right? For the people who work there. Come on.
Yeah, not everybody sucks. Some people
No.
don't have a better option.
Right. Absolutely. I know I always look for opportunities to be kind, and I don't get out and about a whole lot because I'm disabled. And, you know, for one reason or another, I don't get out and about a lot. But what I do is I talk to people on the phone quite a bit, you know, whether it be providers, doctors, you know, the bus, the pharmacy. And, you know, there's a ton of opportunities. Anytime that you're on a phone call with someone, if someone's gone above and beyond to help me, I'll make an effort of saying, you know, do you have a supervisor or a boss that I can say thank you to for your assistance, you know? And you immediately, you can hear that person's demeanor change on the phone. They're like, oh, really? You know, I'm like, yeah, you've been a great help. Oh, well, there's no need. No, seriously, I'd like to, you know. Well, yeah, I could give you, you know, Bill's number or whatever. You know, I wonder if he's there. He let me transfer it. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I'd just like to talk to you about your employee, Jane. You know, I had this question and she was able to look and find the information that I needed. And he's, oh, right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a good employee. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you recognize your employees at all, but, you know, whatever you're paying her, it's not enough, really. Or whatever, you know, and you make that person's day. And then the supervisor that gets that call, I've got to tell you, normally, as a supervisor, when you get a call, it's usually an upset customer. And that's why they're asking for a supervisor. And then when you say, hey, I wanted to say thanks, it lifts their day. You know, it's like a two for the price of one. It really is. And then you get out of it. So it's a triple whammy. You know, isn't that something else? And, you know,
That's
kindness, really,
absolutely.
yeah, it's
That's
like
a fantastic point.
throwing a rock into the pond, right? And those ripples, you know, and they do talk about the ripple effects of kindness, but that's where it's at. That's where it starts. It starts with, have a nice day. I like your hair. You look nice today. Oh, what's that cologne? I wanted to say thank you, or, you know, whatever. Hey, we got disconnected. Thank you so much for calling me back. You know how many people don't call you back when you're disconnected? And they're the people that should call you back, you know?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you say, you know, thank you? And then, you know, when they're going about their day, now they're happier. So there's more chance that they're going to do nice or say nice to someone else, and there's your ripples that are starting, you know. So,
Absolutely.
but what about you? What do you think kindness is? I'd be interested in hearing if you could let us know at kindnessrx.org. But have you seen any acts of kindness? What do you do to be kind to people? Do you do kindness together as a family? That's a great thing. Teach the young ones kindness and model by example. There's lots of opportunities to be kind in our schools, our workplaces, our homes, our neighborhoods. You know, it's not just building a well in Africa, you know, which is very important and not to diminish that, but it's that smile as well. Don't think that you can't do something because you can. You can do a lot. You can say have a nice day. Any other thoughts, mate?
I don't think so. I don't know that we mentioned it at the very beginning when we were defining kindness, so I want to mention it here. It's doing all of the things that we mentioned without the expectation of praise or reward, without
Oh,
expecting
absolutely.
something in return. And that's so important. It's this selfless act of doing all of these things that we talked about, not doing it for your own benefit.
And I'll put some of this information in the show notes as well, because it really is good information. Just to run down again, the benefits of kindness, you've got the feel-good hormones, oxytocin, slow aging, strengthens the immune system, positivity, help you live longer, go on and on and on. I'd be doing the whole podcast over again if I did it all. But the point to take away is that there's many, many benefits to kindness. And if you can't get out and do something kind for someone else, or just watch some kind videos as well, you know, that you'll find them and that'll make you feel good as well. But if you want to help yourself, help someone else. That's the old adage, right?
Yeah,
No,
thanks
no
for
better
another
way of
great
doing
week,
that.
Greg.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us know at kindnessrx.org and have a safe week, Rich. Take care of yourself, my friend. Good talking as always. If you've got a topic that you'd like us to discuss, let us know that at kindnessrx.org and we'll look at that too. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Greg.